Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. The former United States Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, says that the Obama administration is endangering the state of Israel. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The former Speaker of the United States Congress, Newt Gingrich, told the American Public Affairs Committee that the Obama administration is on a collision course with Israel and is endangering the Jewish state, referring to reports about President Obama's approach to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Gingrich called President Obama's program of engagement on Iran a fantasy, and his Middle East policies very dangerous to Israel, a clear adoption of weakness, the weakest since Jimmy Carter. The former Speaker of the House said that there is almost an eagerness to take on the Israeli government to make a point with the Arab world instead of sending the message to Israel that the United States is for the survival of Israel. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
If former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich is correct that the Obama Middle East policies endanger the Jewish state of Israel, this has a great prophetic significance. That is according to Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. In the political arena, the politicians make many claims that may not be completely accurate, and sometimes they are even used to manipulate public opinion. On the Obama administration's Middle East policy question, there is the recent evaluation of the former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, that President Obama's Middle East policies are endangering the Jewish state of Israel, which is a legitimate question that needs to be answered. No one should support everything the secular state of Israel does, but no nation should put the Jewish state in harm's way. The Jewish state of Israel was reborn after almost 2,000 years as a fulfillment of Bible prophecy. That's Ezekiel chapters 34 and 37. God has given the Jews a piece of real estate as he promised he would, and that is Ezekiel 36. Bible prophecy does call for a number of nations to do all they can to destroy the Jewish state. That's found in Ezekiel chapter 38. America should be very careful whose side they're on, and remember, Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...